A listener named Jake is on the phone today for a second date update, and in his email, he said that there was a strict no-talking policy for their first date.
What?
So
how does that work?
It sounds like an amazing date. Like, I wish they would do that on more first dates. So I don't know what went wrong. What's up, Jake? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. So there's a no-talking policy on your first date?
Yeah, I mean, it's partially because it was like bad research, you know, on my part. But I, you know, it ended up being kind of cool. So hear me out.
Okay. Before we get into that, what's her name, by the way?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Kelly's not like a mute, and this phone call is going to go not very well because she won't be able to talk to us either, right?
Oh, she can talk, but she's not talking to me. I mean, I wish she could talk. That's why I'm coming to you guys.
Yeah. Okay. So hopefully we can get her to talk to you again. Tell us about how you met her.
We met online.
Okay.
And you hit it off right away. And she, what was really popped out to me is like, she liked music. She liked to see live music and stuff like that. So I thought, oh, this would be great.
Okay. That's awesome. I mean, are you the one that initiated the date?
Yeah. I mean, I asked her and then she agreed to a first date.
Sweet. And what were you feeling when you were arriving at the date for the first time?
I mean, I was really excited. I think she was going to love it. I picked this jazz club that had this jazz band playing.
Cool.
That I thought would be really cool. I know she's going to like it because she likes live music. And I've never been to this jazz club before. So it was going to be kind of a new experience for me as well. So, I mean, win-win.
Okay. Do you both like jazz?
Yeah. That was the other thing that was on her profile, that she liked jazz music.
So she was 70, right? You're getting 70-year-old?
Definitely not.
Okay.
And how did it all start? I mean, what was it like between you two in person?
Seeing her in person, absolutely stunning. I was so excited. And when we got in, I had this table set aside. It was like really close to the band. So we like get the whole experience. And we sit down, we order our drinks, and we start talking. And I'm getting these dirty looks from people around me. And even one person like shushes me from behind. And I actually look, there's a card on the table that says no talking during play. So they had this policy where, and they enforced it where you couldn't talk while the band was playing.
That's intense.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh no, I just invited this girl to this first date and we can't even talk to each other.
Like I said, that sounds fabulous, but I don't think most people would like that.
I started to freak out a little bit, but we get our drinks and there was cocktail napkins. And so she started writing questions on the cocktail napkin and I would answer them.
That's really cute. It's like high school math class all over again, passing notes back and forth.
Yeah. And it actually worked. And we went back and forth and we ended up filling up both sides, all quarters of this cocktail napkin, every little inch with questions and answers. And it, I mean, it was a little awkward because there was some times I couldn't really read her handwriting, but you know, that happens at a bar anyway. If it's really loud, you can't always hear the person, but you sometimes answer just in case.
Right.
Right. Totally.
Did it go well? I mean, were you guys hitting it off based on your written conversation?
Yeah, we were. And it was interesting because it was like talking online only in person. So you could see her reactions to reading what you were writing. And it was really cool. And the music was great. And we had a great time.
Nice.
Afterwards, we were like, let's do this more. And so I invited her over to my place so we could actually talk. And she agreed.
Oh, that's cool. So, I mean, you guys learned enough about each other via cocktail napkins to feel comfortable enough to go back to your place.
Yeah.
Did you guys kiss at the end of the night?
It was like one of those little pecks. It wasn't like a real like intimate thing, you know?
Okay. That's interesting that you would go back to your place and not make out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of weird. When she was there at my place, it was a little awkward. I couldn't really figure out why. It's just the energy wasn't right. I was like actually thinking of like maybe we should just break out some more napkins and just write on them and just keep that vibe going for the night.
Maybe she liked your penmanship more than the way you actually speak. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
Have you tried to ask her out again?
Yeah, sure. And it's never worked out, like, timing-wise for us to schedule something. And I think that she's kind of avoiding it.
Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Okay. And before you, I just want to let you know that, like, no matter how this works out, I actually kind of kept the napkin.
Oh.
If anything that happens from this, it's just like a really cool memento to have about like a night that was really cool.
Yeah, for your scrapbooking, I guess.
Oh, all right. That's sweet.
We'll get your second date update right after this. Hang on.